An explosion in Moscow has killed the daughter of a key ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Darya Dugina was the daughter of Alexander Dugin, who is often called Putin's brain. NPR's Charles Maines joins us now from Moscow to tell us what we know so far. Hi, Charles.
Hi there.
So tell us more about Darya Dugina and who her father is. Why is this such a big deal?
So Darya Dugina is a 29-year-old Russian nationalist who was on TV and radio programs that really reflected those views. But she's known to the Russian public because of her father, Alexander Dugin. Dugin is a well-known Russian nationalist philosopher, an intellectual, whose vision for a revived Russian empire, kind of in the old Tsarist mold, you know, came to influence, or at the very least, came to be reflected in President Vladimir Putin's policies in Ukraine, to the point, as you note, where he's sometimes called Putin's brain, although the nature of their relationship isn't entirely clear. You know, Dugin cuts quite a contrast with the Russian president. Dugin looks like a 19th century philosopher, kind of a mystic with a long Rasputin-like beard. Dugin was also placed on Western sanctions list all the way back in 2014 for pushing for the Kremlin's annexation of Crimea, as well as the proxy wars that followed in the Donbas in eastern Ukraine. And he's most certainly a proponent of what's happening now in Ukraine as Moscow tries to impose its will militarily and pull the country back under Russia's sphere of influence.
What do we know about the bombing right now?
Well, not a whole lot at this point. We know Darya Dugina was driving back from a Russian cultural festival outside of Moscow in a Toyota Land Cruiser. Apparently, a device detonated, the car erupted into flames, and she died at the scene.
Is there any indication that her father, Alexander Dugin, was the actual target?
Well, that's certainly on the minds of many here. Dugin's allies, including pro-Russian voices in the Donbas in eastern Ukraine, say Alexander Dugin, not his daughter, was the target of the blast. They point fingers at the authorities in Kyiv, which certainly has no love for a figure like Dugin. Meanwhile, Russian media have quoted family members as saying that Darya Dugina decided to borrow the car from her father at the last minute. Whether that's true or not, we simply don't know.
Has there been any reaction from officials in Moscow?
Well, Russia's investigative committee has launched a criminal probe, essentially a murder investigation. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, took to social media to say that, you know, let's let this investigation play out. But if Ukraine was involved, then in her eyes, this amounted to government-sponsored terrorism. You know, the irony in that, if I can use that word, is that it's exactly the same expression that Kyiv uses to describe Moscow as it continues to carry out its, quote, special military operation in Ukraine. In fact, a top advisor to President Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian leader, took to social media to say Kyiv had nothing to do with the attack and that Ukraine, unlike Russia, wouldn't resort to such terrorist tactics.
But this sort of attack in Moscow, this is unusual at this moment, right?
Well, sure. We haven't seen anything quite like this. You know, if we talk about the last 6 months with the conflict in Ukraine, fighting has been primarily in Ukraine. We've had a couple border clashes in Russia. Certainly, we've seen these attacks or these kind of unexplained munitions depot explosions in Crimea and the annexed territory of Crimea. But if this is tied to Ukraine, this is the first time we've seen an incident like this in Moscow, for sure.
That's NPR's Moscow correspondent, Charles Maines. Charles, thank you so very much.
Thank you.